Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. Today, we're going to do part two on a two-part series on the skills gap. I'm Jim Gullickson, and my guest is Marnie Werner from the Center for Rural Policy and Development. And Marnie points out that this trend is going to do nothing but continue and grow.
One of the statistics they had on the state's website was by 2018, Minnesota will have the highest demand in the country for jobs that require post-secondary education. And that's going to be at 70%.
Is some of this post-secondary education going to be in the realm of what we always call technical college?
That's probably part of the problem, is that we're all very programmed that when you leave high school, you go to college. Which college, meaning a traditional
four-year
liberal arts education. Well, that's not necessarily what's going to get you the skills that you need to go into something like welding or plumbing, which is, you know, as we've observed before, a job that you can't really outsource.
Right.
You know, or, you know, high-tech computer-aided machining, you know, which is a job in demand. And so we really need to start looking at more options.
Beyond the traditional higher education, what about apprenticeships?
Right. That's something that businesses are starting to do again. I don't know that they're actually calling it apprenticeships. It's what we used to call on-the-job training. But businesses are teaming up with their local tech college to give their workers the additional education they need to move up in their jobs, or to, you know, bring people in saying, look, you come and work for us and we'll give you the education that you need. And it's really something that's going to have to be done. Businesses and tech colleges need to start kind of triangulating with high schools and high school students to make them aware that these jobs are even out there, that these jobs pay decently. There is, in some areas, this notion that, well, some of these businesses are so desperate for workers that you can just leave right from high school to go and work for these places. Well, it's not true. I mean, business, manufacturing especially, and other more high-tech areas of manufacturing where the pay is improving, they require that you have job training for these skills. These are not skills that you're going to get in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And so people, you know, don't want to get the idea that, oh, I can just go straight from high school into, you know, some job, because their wages aren't going to be able to keep up. They won't be able to reap the benefits of the higher tech jobs.
Sure.
But there are other kinds of education beyond the four-year traditional college mm-hmm. education, and I think we're becoming more and more aware of that.
Sure. Well, it's an interesting place we find ourselves in, because it wasn't that long ago when we were talking about there being no jobs.
Right.
So there are the jobs, but right. We have just a skills gap.
Right.
Thanks so much, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.